Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Ladies and gentlemen, the national anthem of the United States. How can any American ever hear that and not just get a chill, especially the flourish part? And we're working on telling you. I want to be able to tell you which group that, which orchestra that was playing that. Happy Memorial Day. Welcome to the show. I thought you'd enjoy that music. We'll probably play it again as we move through the show the rest of the day. And I can never hear the national anthem enough, and especially on days like today, especially on Memorial Day. You know, folks, reasonable people disagree on the origins of what is now called Memorial Day, but most people accept that the practice of decorating graves of Americans who died defending their country began in earnest by women of the South during and following the Civil War. On May 5th, 1868, General John A. Logan, who was the commander of the National Army of the Republic, was the first to make Memorial Day official with what was called the General Order No. 11, which stated in part that the 30th day of May, 1868, is designated for the purpose of strewing with flowers or otherwise decorating the graves of comrades who died in defense of their country. Since then, other than Congress making Memorial Day a national holiday and changing the date to the last Monday in May every year, America has honored its fallen heroes from all conflicts in pretty much the same manner that General Logan anticipated, with the language of his order whereby posts and comrades will in their own way arrange such fitting services and testimonials of respect as circumstances may permit. Well, folks, that's what we're doing here. These are our circumstances, and these are my testimonials. Because when America issued its first call to arms, before it was a country, before there was a professional army, that call went to the militia, and which was identified as all able-bodied men. And so today, one of the things I like to remind everyone is while we are recognizing all of those men and women who died on our behalf, whose shoulders we stand on, whose legacy you and I have accrued to us, to you and me, I also want to remind people of those, all those able-bodied men, and of course we also know many women who were part of the early militia and are still part of the existing militia. During the Revolutionary War, they called themselves, as you know, the Minutemen, because they could be ready to fight on a minute's notice. They were primarily shopkeepers, craftsmen, farmers, etc. You know what we call them today, don't you? That's right, we call them small business owners. From as far away as Scotland, America's Minutemen were impressive, writing about the colony's quest for independence from England in his classic work, The Wealth of Nations, which you've heard me talk about many times before. Adam Smith predicted America would prevail. thanks to its militia, which turns from its primary citizen category and character into a standing army. Its citizens turn from its primary citizen character into a standing army. By the 20th century, state militias had become part of the National Guard, and by 1916, the National Defense Act created another layer of citizen soldiers, which we now call the reserves. Prior to the war with Spain in 1898, Latter-day Minutemen served only on American soil. But ever since, including two world wars and four major conflicts, America has deployed its citizen soldiers around the world, right alongside regular armed forces. In the current Iraqi conflict, the war that's going on in Iraq right now, Guard and Reserve members have been one-third of U.S. forces, and alas, have accounted for a comparable percentage of casualties. Whenever they've been called, small business owners and employees have demonstrated their courage and die, if necessary, on the battlefield. So on this Memorial Day, as we honor all those who have paid the ultimate price in service to this country, I'd also like to just remind you that we should always remember the long tradition, the 200-plus year tradition of America's small business volunteers to serve faithfully, often in harm's way, on behalf of a grateful nation. And I believe it's the truth that America would not exist nor have endured without the sacrifice of those who, as Adam Smith said, turned from their primary citizen category and character into a standing army. Every man and woman who has given their lives, and when we come back after the break in a few minutes, I'm going to tell you about some of those numbers. I think it's important that we recognize the impact that they had, and by the numbers that are represented. Every one of those men and women gave their lives, thousands of them, hundreds of thousands of them, over our 200-plus year official history. Every one of them gave their lives on behalf of an ideal, and we recognize them today here on Memorial Day. We come back, a few numbers and a wonderful poem right after these messages. 20 after. Stay with us. I'm Jim Blassingame. Happy Memorial Day. It's 23 after. A little bit of Taps for you there. And as you know, it's Memorial Day. Happy Memorial Day to everyone. We can say Happy Memorial Day because of those men and women who sacrificed their lives on behalf of you and me, whose shoulders we stand on, whose names we can't we don't know. Someone knows them somewhere, but they number in the hundreds of thousands, actually well over a million. And I'm going to read you some of these numbers, and you'll understand. In the Revolutionary War, 1775 to 1783, that was a long war, we lost 6,188. Does that number surprise you? Wouldn't you have thought that would have been a larger number for a war that long? But it was 6,188 in the Revolutionary War. Those are American dead. In the War of 1812, from 1812 to 1814, 4,505 dead in that war, Americans. In the Mexican War, 1846 to 1848, 4,152 dead. The American Civil War, 1861 to 1865, 498,334 dead, and that's Americans on both sides. And that number is as shocking when the first time you see it or hear it as the low number for the American Revolutionary War was surprising. 498,332 in the American Civil War. The Spanish-American War, 1899, actually 1898 to 1902, 2,445 dead. World War I, 1914 to 1918, 116,516 Americans dead. World War II, 1939 to 1945. Actually, as you know, the United States didn't get into that war until 41, 42. 405,399 brave Americans gave their lives in that conflict, in that war. Then we have one, two, three, four conflicts that, plus a couple of other smaller conflicts, but the ones, the significant ones are the Korean War, 1950 to 1953, 54,246 dead. Vietnam, 1961 to 1975, 58,167 brave Americans are dead. And this footnote, 2,266 missing in action. The Persian Gulf War earlier in the 17 or so years ago, 1991 basically, 293 dead and still 19 missing in action. And in the war we have with Iraq in Iraq today, the last number that I have, 3,454 brave American men and women who gave their life, whose country called, their country dialed 911, it rang in their barracks, and they suited up, they put on their uniform, they picked up a weapon, and they went to war. Knowing what they knew, knowing that there was something there that was greater than them, that they were willing to fight for. And folks, we have to remember that freedom isn't free. And here's a poem that I want to read to you about that. I watched the flag pass by one day. It fluttered in the breeze. A young Marine saluted it, and then he stood at ease. I looked at him in uniform, so young, so tall, so proud. With his hair cut square and eyes alert, he'd stand out in any crowd. I thought how many men like him had fallen through the years, how many died on foreign soil, how many mothers' tears, how many pilots' planes shot down, how many died at sea, how many foxholes were soldiers' graves. No, freedom isn't free. I heard the sound of taps one night when everything was still. I listened to the buglers play and felt a sudden chill. I wondered how many times that taps had meant amen when a flag had draped a coffin of a brother or a friend. I thought of all the children, of all the mothers and the wives, of fathers, sons, and husbands with interrupted lives. I thought about a graveyard at the bottom of the sea, of unmarked graves in Arlington. No, freedom isn't free. My friends, I pray that we never forget those who paid dearly for our freedoms, regardless of the uniform they wore. I pray that we always remember them on this busy, hectic Memorial Day. We're scurrying around, thinking of ourselves, thinking about barbecue, gathering together. It's wonderful that we're gathering together. The men and women who gave their lives on Memorial Day would want nothing less than for us to have the freedom to gather together. Indeed, they gave their lives for that. But as we do, let's remember the shoulders that we stand on and the lives who gave us this wonderful legacy we have here in the United States on this wonderful Memorial Day. Quick break, 29 after, right back with a great American, Rich Galen.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.